We are back with another episode of the Freedom Train Podcast, and we're turning this bitch into a musical podcast. So get your motherfucking mind right. Ain't that right, Pat?
Bitch.
Say it in musical form like you really mean it. Unless you know you're gonna string bean it. Say, huh.
Bitch.
Back to... Thank you for your contributions, my brother. Hey, man, this is another episode of Freedom Train Podcast Series. I am Joseph Ward. He is Patrick Irvin. And we are here to give you some of this information on the way we've been giving you this information on since 2014. And this episode also into the My Strange Addiction realm. A brother named Nathaniel. Well, not a brother, but a man, because he ain't a brother, but a buddy named Nathaniel who's in love with something that's also not a human. But I'm going to let you see it before I ruin the surprise. So, Pat, you ready to see what Nathaniel in love with? You think he's in love with a stripper?
I don't think we would be watching this video if he was. T-Pain popularized that already.
You think he in love with his grandma?
I hope not.
A toothbrush?
It can't be no worse than Dave Cat.
Well, let's find out. Let's find out.
My name is Nathaniel. I'm 27 years old. And I'm in a serious relationship with my car.
Morning, baby. Handsome man.
Nathaniel is in a committed relationship with a car that...
He said you're a handsome man.
Yeah, I was like, so he's... gay too. All right.
He's named Chase. He met Chase in a resale lot about 5 years ago.
Oh, baby. It was love at first sight. His body and then his interior and everything just together just seemed to fit. And I just felt an instant connection.
Nathaniel's obsession first developed as a teenager when he would build model cars. But he didn't find true love until he met Chase.
I find this part of him the most sexy just because of the subtle lines and curves. I'll give him a kiss here and just kind of caress him down the side.
My initial reaction was I was kind of shocked. It was kind of weird because it was just hard to understand.
Okay, so let's read. Objectophilia is when a person develops a strong emotional sexual relationship with an inanimate object. Objectophilia. And it's a boy.
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck on that because most people, even the gay people I know, refer to their cars as a she.
Yeah, I don't know many people. I don't know many people who refer to their cars as masculine unless it's like a dude who got like a big truck, but he doesn't have objectophilia as well.
But because when you say that, I'm even thinking about the dudes I know with big trucks. And well, not all of them, but
it'd be like the Hulk or something.
Yeah,
King Kong.
But most of the ones that I know, even them, I know a dude that call his truck Big Bertha. And I know like dudes that like they yeah. still have like a feminine name.
Yeah, even going back to like when sailors or captains would name their ships and there's always a feminine name.
So I'm kinda like
he's a man who I guess otherwise would be attracted to men. But
right. Yeah. That's
But I'm also wondering how this objectophilia begins because like they're saying it started developing when he was a child playing with model cars. But what about playing with model cars stimulated him sexually?
Well, I'm also interested in his, like, because it's the same as Dave Cat. And I think it's interesting that when they talked about both of where they came from, both of them, and where their attraction to these objects developed, like, were there male role models in their lives? Because Dave Cat, the picture was of him and his mama. And with this dude, the picture, again, is with him and his mother. Were there any men involved in these children's lives?
And another similarity is, it seemed like the closest person to them is a woman.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, all right, well, let's move on.
Honestly, I don't know why I feel the way I do, but I just absolutely love Chase. We always have such a good time together. He likes a lot of the same music I do. We have a favorite song. It's Can't Fight This Feeling by REO Speedwagon. I do get in guess how you buy something for your fiance or your wife, and then usually for his birthday.
He clingy as shit. I bet you Chase be like, bitch, stop kissing me all goddamn day, dog. He clingy as hell. I'm sorry, I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, I try to do something special for him too. The favorite date would be going to the lookout area. Just lean against him a little and just be with him mainly. Love you.
But Nathaniel's relationship with Chase goes beyond dates and presents.
We have our times when we get sexual.
Does that feel good? I'm a handsome man. Love you, baby.
Hold on. Before we hold on, do we need to put condoms on? Do we need to wash our hands after this?
The way he acting, I would think that
I got my Lysol.
Your Lysol wipes.
If we need,
I'm guessing he's the feminine one in the relationship.
No, I'm not picking that up. I'm not picking that. I'm picking up that the car is the feminine one, because the car can't do anything without. But I don't know. I'm just guessing the car might be the feminine one. So, okay, but I just want to make sure we get our mind right before they get freaky. So you ready for this?
I mean, he letting people, showing people the inside of his partner and all of that. I mean, that's, you can't look at my partner naked.
I just wanted to make sure you was ready to dive down this, but let's go. All right, let's go. I got my Lysol, so let's go.
What we do the most often is I like to lean over his fender and across his hood and do little things like that and kind of press up against him and just rub against him like that. One of his more bold positions is for me to be underneath him. He really likes that. It's very special to make love to Chase.
I am worried for my friend because it's not normal, and you may have people that don't understand.
Another similarity that's kind of concerning. Never mind. I'm going to keep that one to myself.
Say it.
Nah, I'm going to keep that one to myself.
I'm sorry, Buddy said another favorite of his is when I get up under him.
Baby Jesus.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh, but damn it, I laughed. So, okay.
Stand and make fun of you.
Nathaniel's so attached to Chase, he rarely lets anyone else drive him and never lets Chase out of his sight for more than 24 hours.
There have been times it brought tears to my eyes because I wasn't with him at work. His picture's on my desktop, so I see his face all the time. It really bothers me when he gets dinged or scratched. If something were to happen to Chase, my heart would just stop. I just have to gather myself here. I'm sorry for all that.
I am concerned for Nathaniel emotion-wise. I think life would be easier if he did change.
Love you.
Nathaniel's roommate, Kim, is one of the few people who know the full extent of his love life.
I guess the reason I don't tell a lot of people is because I don't know the response I'm going to get. I always worry about that little bit of disgust that somebody may have.
But Nathaniel's biggest fear is how his relationship could affect his career as a customer service technician.
I mean, if everybody found out, it'd be worried.
it may affect my job. But I love him to death. I wouldn't trade him for the world.
Night, baby.
Way to keep a secret, guy. 15 million views. Good job.
Bruh. This shit is funny. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be cool. I'm trying not to be an asshole. But I'm sorry. But it said, I'm wondering how this would affect me professionally as a customer service technician. Man, if you don't sit your ass down, man. You know how many people work in customer service that's crazy? All right, we got a couple seconds. Let's finish.
That's worse than Dave Cat.
Yes. Dave Cat has a chance. This buddy don't.
Go ahead.
I think somewhere down the line, if the right person comes along or Dave Cat could possibly take therapy serious and turn the corner. I don't know about this guy. He seemed to be more socially awkward than Dave Cat.
But he also seems to be more aware than Dave Cat. Like he's embarrassed.
Yeah.
By it.
Yeah.
Obviously not embarrassed enough to not do a show on it. I do wonder how much they paid him for that.
Well, a lot of these people, they're not that embarrassed. If you're coming on national TV to tell people about the hell is going on with you like that, you're not that embarrassed. I mean, at least if you are, you selling yourself out for the money. But it's similarities with Dave K. He has emotional attachments and strong emotional ties to the car. But you know, like I was just thinking, it's a car. It's a car you drive on, or it's your car that you rely on. You're not gonna have that car forever. That car is eventually gonna break down, or it's gonna be time to get you a new car. Or somebody could steal that car. That car could be in an accident. All types of things could happen to that car. And he's that emotionally attached to the car, which could cause a lot of damage and a lot of whatever within his life. Once that car is not in his life anymore, he needs help immediately. But he also, because I'm wondering, has he ever had sex with a woman? Has he ever had any intimate encounters with a woman? That's what I'm wondering.
I mean, at this point, I would even, like, I'm wondering if he's even attracted to women.
Well, has he ever had any intimate encounters with a man? That's what I mean.
Clearly, I don't think he's had intimate encounters with any organic partner.
Because I mean, clearly, if he was, from what he's saying, he made the car masculine, named it Chase. So if he was in a relationship with the person, it would be a man. So have you ever kissed a man? Have you ever held a man's hand? You ever seen the wee wee or something like that? You know. So I'm wondering.
I mean, at least his best friend is not as enabling as Dave Cat was.
Right.
And I didn't see where there was a circle of guys that was like as cool like Dave Cat had.
Right. So that's a point in for him. Like you don't have, like you said, you don't have a team of people telling you it's okay for you to go down this road.
But I'm even like, yo. What happened? He get up under that car and forget to set the e-brake or the car get bumped from behind. Somebody run into it.
Objectophilia. Wow.
A lot of shit go wrong while you laying under your car, making out with the front hood.
Yeah, but it's like I was having a conversation with a coworker a couple weeks ago. How life experiences and environment can affect a person's mental health.
Yeah.
And some people don't seem to think that. some people don't seem to think that life experiences and environment can degrade a person's mental health, and it can, especially if you've been in traumatic and extreme conditions that you've been living in, trying to survive in. So that will affect you. But so I'm wondering what has happened with this man for him to take this path, because, you know, we're men. It's not hard to get sex from a man, at least sex. It's not hard to get that from a man. Like, you really, all you got to do is say, hey, somebody want to fuck, and a man, you know how men are, we, you know, somebody want to fuck. Now, to get like real relationship, of course, you have to put in real work, but it, just intimacy, all you got to do is raise your hand and say somebody want to fuck, and a man wants to fuck. So
yeah, but is that the same for gay guys?
Yes.
And that's a genuine question. I don't.
Yes,
I don't
know. Like Matt, like we're, remember, all men are socialized the same. So no matter if you're a gay man or a straight man or whatever you want to consider yourself, we're all kind of socialized to, if somebody want to have sex with you, have sex with them. It's, there is no real dick discipline that's socialized with men, not like it is with women.
Not like it was with women.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because with this new revolution, it's like,
I don't know, man. I got the same feelings for this as I have for like I said, for Dave Cat. You know, I think this dude is lonely. I do think he needs therapy. I think, you know, he's, I'm not one of them people that's going to say it's not hurting anybody, because, like I said, just like with Dave Cat, it is hurting people, and it's potentially hurting him in the long run. But then, like, what happens if, like you said, something happens to the car and it gets totaled? How does he lash out? And what happens with the people that he's interacting with on a daily basis? I'm not one of those people that believes that you can live your life and do things that don't affect anybody else. You're always affecting other people, no matter what.
We're all connected. No matter what people like to believe or whatever, we're all connected. My behavior today will affect somebody somewhere down the line. The butterfly flat. Like, we're all connected, and we all influence and affect each other. So, yeah, so we should. Yeah, we cracking. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, this shit kind of funny. So we're gonna have some jokes, but we're gonna have some seriousness and realness in this as well. He needs to get the proper mental care that he needs to improve his condition, to be able to have a real relationship with a human being, whether male, female, or whatever he wants to choose. But he needs to be able to interact and connect with a human being. And something I mentioned, he's clingy as hell to the car. He's clingy. If that car was a human being, that car would be like, God damn, bro, back up off me. You ain't got to be all up on me like that. We don't have to be together like that. Like, you just kissed me 25 times. You ain't got to kiss me 75 times more. He's clingy as hell. What? So there's something else into that, because why you that damn clingy?
Well, that's why I asked if he was the female in the relationship, because
for
most of my experiences, if there is a clingy partner that's clingy in that way, it tends to be the female. Now, I'm not saying all females are clingy like that, but in my experiences, that's kind of been, if somebody's like that in a relationship, more often than not, it's the female than the man, than the male.
Most often than not, but I've seen instances where the clingy partner was the male. I have seen that.
Clingy like that, though?
Yes. Yes. Mm. Yes, I've seen many women have to hurt buddy feelings because he's clingy as hell. Matter of fact, what was funny that we're saying this now is I was in the post office earlier and I saw this couple, and I was like, oh, she gonna break that man's heart one day, because he looked like he clingy as hell and totally wrapped up into her. Like, she gonna break his heart bad. So, yeah.
I got nothing.
Yeah, yeah. So I do wish him the best. I hope he gets the care that he needs. But how do we work through social awkwardness?
I think people got to stop. I think people got to get comfortable with who they are, while at the same time not being enabled to be destructively abnormal.
Because I'm guessing you everybody has a bit of awkwardness. Like I'm
right.
I know environments that I'm the best in. You put me in a club situation with a bunch of girls. I'm gonna be having fun, but I ain't gonna be trying to really holler at nobody because that ain't really my environment that I feel most comfortable hollering at a chick, like having fun, acting goofy, dancing and stuff. But I ain't gonna really try to get to know you in that spot. So I know certain situations where I feel a bit awkward or I'm not as comfortable, but I also know if I need to make a move, I need to make a move too. So at some point you got to challenge yourself.
But I think, yeah, and that's where the social awkwardness, when I say like abnormally or destructively abnormal, when you get to the place where you're starting to develop feelings or to place human attributes on non-human things, you're running into a dangerous area. And so I think, you know, anything short of that is cool. It's cool to love your car. I love my car. Most people I know love their car. But it's the difference between loving something and being in love with something. And Buddy seems like he is, like, the car is his life partner. That becomes a problem. The car can't reciprocate anything.
Right. Because, like you say, my car, I ain't gonna lie, I don't love my car. My car is a tool. It's a tool that I'm gonna maintain to help get me from where I need, from A to B, but I can replace that motherfucker anytime. I got insurance and warranty. So I love it for what it can do for me. Well, I appreciate my car for what it can do for me. There's no love because it's a tool. So, right. I mean, but, you know, I like it. I enjoy it. And we be riding out, bumping these country rap tunes. Hold up. So.
I get that. Like I said, I love my car, but when I say I love my car, I mean it like similar to what you just said. You know, I like my car. Would I be devastated if something happened to it? Nah, I mean, as long as I can get another one, I'm straight.
I got good insurance. Hit my shit. You ain't gonna help me get a new car fast. And my credit good, so.
So, you know, so I'm chilling on that. But, you know, I also understand, like, and I do, you know, I think maybe if he has been in relationships with humans, maybe, you know, he was intimidated or maybe they didn't work out. Like, I wondered, you know, if he had the same types of issues that Dave Cat had. But, you know, we go back to what we said in the Dave Cat show, man. Like, people got to get comfortable and familiar with rejection, especially if you're a man.
It happens. But I guess in his situation, like, you're less likely to be rejected by a man. Especially on sexual terms, like relationship terms, it's a little higher percentage, but you're less likely to be rejected by a man on sexual terms. So he could at least have sexual relationships, but you also have to build all types of relationships as well. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to help people get past the fear. But what I do know is you do have to challenge yourself. So I would go, please go seek the help he needs.
Oh yeah, he definitely need therapy.
Yeah. So I guess that's all we got to say about that, man. So I hope him and Chase work out. I hope so.